characters is men. Another part of Mechitza HaMateres, men. Asul Aset Shecha, the person is not allowed to relieve himself, or to shamesh mitose or to mach, to do a sexual relationship, mifnei sforim, or mifnei mezuzah. Before, in front of sforim or mezuzah, you're not allowed to do such things. You've got two ways of getting out of this problem. Aleph, if you cover the sforim, you have to do two covers. How is a person allowed to do, relieve himself and do tashma shamita in front of sforim if they're covered in two covers? Base. Another way of getting out of this problem is doing a mechitza. Now, to do a mechitza, there's a difference between doing a mechitza and covering. Covering, one needs two covers. To do a mechitza, one doesn't need two mechitzas. Because mechitza makes it a different room. It's a different room. It's ke'ilu, you're not making your tzrochim in this room altogether. There's no problem. The heta from mechitza has got a maila, it's got a plus, and it's got a minus. It's got a plus that one doesn't need to make the mechitza higher, fill the roof. It's enough, there's an eset tfachim. Even if the sforim are able to be seen on top of the mechitza, since you've got mechitza, mechitza makes it a different room, and it's allowed. But the mechitza has got a minus, it has to be joined on the to the four sides, according to the Mishnah Berurah, because otherwise it's not considered a mechitza. A kisui, a cover, has to cover the sforim completely, but it doesn't have to be joined on four sides. So every istin, a cover has to be two covers, a mechitza has to be completely joined. But it doesn't have to be till the roof of mechitza, it can be only ten tefachim. Now, Ach, legabe Shabbos, kosva poiskim, she'en lasis es ha-heta orishin. She'en lasis ela es ha-heta orishin. She'chas es ha-sforim, b'shnei kisvim. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the heta from mechitza. Ach, en la-hate lasis mechitza, mishum she'zoi mechitza ha-matez, ve'en lasis on Shabbos. To do a mechitza on Shabbos is not allowed, because you're doing a mechitza ha-matez, because before you weren't allowed to go and do tzrachav here, in this room. Now you made the mechitza, you're allowed to do it. So we don't allow you to do such a mechitza because you're making a mechitza hamateret. It allows you to go and do things in this room that you're not allowed to do. So on Shabbos, you have to do the eitzah from covering. There has to be two covers on Shabbos in order that should be able to be mutter to do your tzrochim in this place on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do the eitzah from a mechitza. Over mekra shiyesh agabes from kisu echod, la mechitza mahave kisu nois. What happens if you had already one cover on the sforim? Now you want a mechitza to go and be there for another cover. Of course. Now, this mechitza is able to help you in two dinim. It's able to help you also mitzav hadin shal kisu, because it is covered, if it is till the roof. That means it's completely covered, completely between the person and the sforim, in a way that one can't see the sforim from the top of the mechitza. So since you've got one cover on the sforim already, and this mechitza is also there, this mechitza could be done, used, mikrach v'din from kisri, the mechitza could be done to be used in the mikrach v'din from mechitza. So how do we look at about it on Shabbos? יש שכוסו, שבאופן זה מותר להעמיד את המחיצה, משום שגם בלי ההטה של המחיצה יש הטה מחמשני כיסויים. דהיינו הכיסוי שעל גבי הספורים והמחיצה, גם היא מהווה כיסוי. He says, some people say, one doesn't have to worry that you're doing this מחיצה on Shabbos, because it's enough that to do a כיסוי on it. So even though you're doing a הלכות מחיצה, it's joined at the bottom, even though you are doing a mechitza, but one doesn't need this mechitza. So we can look at this as if you're only doing a kisui. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Ve'en kein, if so, en tzar lishtamesh b'zeh b'dinei mechitza. You don't have to use the dinei for mechitza. Ve'lachein, en b'zeh isa mechitza matez. ויש אוסרות הזה, שם במסעת את אוסר, משום זה סויב סויב, מעמיד מחיצה, ואם אתה אז עשי את שוחו ותשמש המטר. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two days. Some say that since you don't need a mechitza, it's enough to do a kisui, and this mechitza can work for a kisui, therefore, you haven't done a mechitza matar. But some people say, no, since this mechitza is got all the protim which one needs for a mechitza, and it's able to help you, b'teres mechitza, even though it's able to help you also, b'teres kisui, since it is there also in a way which would help you, but dinay mechitza, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, according to some people. The course of our Mishnah Berurah, the b'shas atchak efshel hakel b'zeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah that b'shas atchak, when it's difficult, you're allowed to take on the lenience. What comes out if you've got a cover, which could be also a cover, and also a mechitza. Some people say that's called the mechitza materis on Shabbos. Some people say it's called the kisui. Mishnah Berurah takes on when it's difficult, you're allowed to take on the lenient. So if mem aleph, delas oichaloyin hamahavim mechitza materis. If you got a door or a window, the window is a mechitza materis. Muta liskay delas oichalon at im beskiyosim nitzah hetzah shavushus hayochit oisukol kiyotzvaseh. You're allowed to close a door or a window, even if the closing from the door or the window will make you the mechitz on Shabbos. Let's say a case. You've got trisim, let's say, that quite frequently have such a thing. A trisim, which are part of your doors, part of your walls for the sukkah. You need 2.5 walls for the sukkah. Some people use the trisim to be the door, to be the wall. Now, to open the trisim, on Shabbos, you are breaking down the sukkah, because now you won't have three walls on the sukkah. If to go and break down, to go and open the trisim, or to go and slide them back in the place, the chura, you're making a sukkah, you're making a mechitza hamateres. But since this window, this tris, is in a rail, on a rail, or in a miskeret, in a frame, or you've got a door which has got hinges, we don't say you're making something. We say everything is already there before, and it's not considered you're making something new. But even though with this opening the door, same thing will be with the door, same thing will be with a window, even though when you open the window, the door, or the tris, you are pulling down the mechitza, or you are putting there the mechitza if you close the tris, it is not also to do that on Shabbos because it is already done there before Shabbos. We consider it done before Shabbos, like you have to close the door on Shabbos, we don't say it is a mechitza, even if it is materis. The same thing, you're allowed to close a window on Shabbos, even if it is a materis, and you're allowed to go and close a tris on Shabbos, even if it is materis, because it's in a frame, it's on a rail. So we don't consider you're doing something new on Shabbos to any door or window or tris, which is already there in the frame before Shabbos, you're allowed to go and close the tris and open it. There's no problem for mechitza materes on Shabbos with a window or a door.